Good afternoon. I'm sure everyone wants to end. This is the last session, so I'm sure I won't go over time. So today I'm going to talk about focus, querying large video data sets with low latency and low cost. This is a joint work with my collaborators in Carnegie Mellon University, Microsoft, University of Wisconsin, and ETH Zurich. So I'll begin the talk with a very quick overview and the goal of our work. So as we all know, these days we have massive video recordings everywhere. We have traffic cameras, we have cameras at homes, we also have cameras at many retail stores and many other places. And the key application that when we have so many videos is now we can find objects in those videos. For example, as a city planner, we may be interested in the trucks that going through the city, so we can query all the trucks in traffic cameras in a city. Or also, if there is a burglary event happen, let's say in a company, then we can query all the person that show up in garage videos in a particular time. And running those queries requires executing state-of-the-art detector and classifier convolutional neural networks, or CNNs. And unfortunately, running those CNNs is slow and costly when we have a lot of videos. And I'll elaborate this shortly. So a natural approach to enable such query with short latency is we can ingest and process those live videos at the ingest time. To be more specific, when the video is coming in, we can process them using those expensive CNNs, and we can generate the index that save the object class to the frames. So then when the user wants to query particular object class, let's say a truck, then we can just return the frames based on the index. With this approach, the query is very fast. However, we have to pay a very high cost. Even using the state-of-the-art CNNs, such as YOLO, it's going to cost $380 per month per stream on GPUs. And the second problem is that it's potentially wasteful. In the burglar event example that I mentioned before, maybe we are just interested in a particular garage video. But at the ingest time, we don't know which garage video we will be interested in, so we have to ingest all the videos and process them all the time, which is a huge waste. And so the other approach is we do nothing when the live videos come in, we just save the videos. And when a user is interested in a particular video at a particular time, we run those expensive CNNs and then return the results. And we can, with this approach, we can save a lot of waste and the money and ingest time. And also we can further improve the query system with frame downsampling, frame skipping, or even use techniques like specialized CNNs for the particular stream or particular query, or cascading different CNNs to make it cheaper. However, even with all these optimizations, there's a state-of-the-art system, NoScope, does exactly that. It's still going to take 5 hours to query a month-long video, which is still very, very long. So our goal in this work is we want to enable low latency and low-cost querying over large historical video data sets. To be more specific, we want to build a system that we can process a lot of live videos at ingest time with a user-provided CNN and the accuracy target. And then at query time, when user wants to query a particular object class, we'll return the frames very quickly. Before we dive in our solution, let me give a very quick background of convolutional neural networks so that we are on the same page. There are two key aspects of the architecture of CNNs that's interesting. So the first is that CNNs, when we use a CNN as a classifier, in this example, we can see that the input is a truck, then the output is actually the probability of each object class on descending order. So we have a probability of trucks, moving vans, bus, etc. And secondly, the layer before the final output of these probabilities is often referred to as a feature layer. So this feature layer can be seen as a high-level representation of the input image. So with these two background in mind, let me introduce our solution. Our solution, we called it Focus. Our approach is that we enable low latency query using low cost ingest. And we have three key techniques. The first technique is we do approximate indexing using cheap ingest. The second technique is that we use redundancy elimination to enable fast query. The third technique is that we enable trade-off between ingest cost versus query latency very flexibly. Let me look at the first technique. So instead of processing each object, each frames using expensive CNNs, we can use well-established techniques such as compressed or specialized CNNs to process the input frame. To be more specific, when the input frames coming in, we extract the objects, and then we can, instead of running expensive CNN to generate the index, we can use the compressed and specialized CNN to do so. Those compressed specialized CNNs remove layers, reduce weights, and they specialize the CNN for each video stream, so they only need to consider the objects that happen in that video. So they are much cheaper. So we can use those cheap CNN to process and generate the index. However, there's a problem. So those cheap CNNs are cheap for a reason, because they are usually less accurate. To be more precise, for example, if we have an input that is a truck, if we only look at the topmost output of these two expensive CNN versus a cheap CNN, we can see that the expensive CNN in its example show the correct result, which is truck, but the cheap CNN tells us it's a moving van, which is wrong. To solve this problem, we make a key empirical observation. That is, we found that the best results of in the expensive CNN usually show up in the top K results of the cheap CNN, and the K is usually very small. In this example, we can see that the third output of the cheap CNN is a correct result, which is a truck. So to be more precise, we use two metrics to define our accuracy target. First is recall. Recall is a fraction of the objects that return to the user among all the populations that we can find. And the other is precision. Precision, on the other hand, is the fraction of the correct output from among the results that we return to the user. Let's first see how we can make the recall high using this technique. So here we study the different architecture of CNNs. We use an expensive CNN YOLO V2 as our ground truth. And then we use three different ResNet 18 architecture, removing different number of layers. And in this figure, the y-axis is recall. And the x-axis is the number of output that we select from those cheap CNNs. So first, we can see that if we only look at the topmost output, those cheap CNNs can only achieve around 50% or less than 50% recall, which is very low. And also, those cheap CNNs, we can see that when they are cheaper, they are even more, they are usually, the recall becomes even lower. However, if we interestingly select two results, then the recall becomes much higher. So now the recall is around 90%. And if we select the k equals to 3 or 4, we can see that the recall is more than 99%, which can fulfill almost all the applications need. In other words, we can use cheap CNNs to achieve high recall when we are using the small top k results. But when we select more than one result from the cheap CNN, we have a problem, because now the results will reduce the precision, because we have more results than we need. So to achieve high precision, we have this split architecture. We split the work between ingest time and query time. So when we process those objects using the compressed and specialized CNN, we will generate the top K index, where we map the object class to the objects, and they select the K, so the K is usually more than one. And then at query time, when we user want to find a truck, we will find the objects that match this class, but we will run them through the expensive CNN so that we make sure that the return results are indeed truck. So with this architecture, we will have high recall at ingest, using the ingest time technique, select top K results, and we use expensive CNN and query time to make sure that we have high precision. More importantly, the query time work is only done when the user wants to query specific video, so we can reduce the waste to process all the videos at ingest time. So the second technique is that we reduce the redundancy using to enable fast query. So as we see, using this approximate indexing architecture, we introduce non-trivial work at query time. In particular, when we have a larger K, then we will have more work to do at query time. So how do we reduce it? So this is a second observation. Since we already processed those objects using a CNN, the cheap CNN, now we can extract the features that we get from the process, and then we can leverage the observation that the images with the similar features, they are visually similar. This is a well-established study. So that we can now cluster those features based on the distance, and so that we can make the objects, the same objects, into the same cluster. For example, here we see that the trucks or the person, they may be a little bit different angle, but they will be clustered together. And then at query time, we only need to check once per cluster instead of all the objects. So how do we integrate clustering into our architecture? Here, instead of straight generate the top K indexing from cheap CNN, we first extract the features from the cheap CNNs, and then we cluster the objects to generate the clusters. And then we save the top K results from those object, the cluster centroid. So now the top K index becomes based for cluster, not for objects. Then at query time, we only need to check the centroid objects and apply the results to the whole cluster. So we only need to run the query time work once per cluster and reduce the redundancy. Finally, we also enable trade-off between ingest cost and query latency. So in focus, we have several parameters that we can select. We can use that to enable flexible trade-off between ingest cost versus query latency, such as which cheap CNN we use, and what's the K results that we are selecting, and what's the threshold for clustering. To do that, we plotted a set of different configurations in this figure where the x-axis is ingest cost and the y-axis is query latency. And here we have different set of configurations, and then we can select different options, such as the option that balances these two metrics, or for the applications that requires low latency and they are querying a lot, then we can run select the option that pay a little bit more cost than ingest time to achieve lower query latency. Or for applications such as home cameras that we don't know when we are going to query, we can optimize for ingest cost with a higher latency. So we can enable different trade-offs based on the application's need. Now, let's see how we evaluate our system. We evaluate our systems using 11 live traffic cameras and enterprise cameras. And each video streams, we evaluated for 12 hours. Our accuracy targets are 99% recall and precision with regarding to YOLO V2, which is our ground truth CNN. And we compare focus against two baselines. The first baseline is ingest stall, which I explained earlier, that analyzed all the frames using the expensive CNN and saved the inverted index for query. And the other baseline is no scope, that does all these optimizations that I mentioned, frame downsampling, skipping, CNN specialization, and does all the work at the query time. So let's first look at end-to-end performance. So here, I plot the results with x-axis as the ingest cost, and the y-axis is the query latency. Obviously, the smaller is better. And the ingest-heavy baseline, it's going to take $380 per month per stream, but the query latency is very, very low. And the other design, no scope, has no ingest cost, but it's going to take 5 hours to query a month-long video. So to plot focus in this figure, the focus will be at here. And we also have the zoom-in figures with different trade-off optimizations. In short, focus on average is 57 times cheaper than ingest heavy, which means we only need to spend $7 per month per stream to ingest videos. And the query latency compared to NoScope is 162 times faster. So now we only need to spend 2 minutes instead of 5 hours to query a month-long video. So we can see that Focus achieves low latency query with low cost ingest. And let's look at what's the effect of different Focus's components to the performance. So here we show the y-axis as improvements over NoScope with different videos. The first design option is we only do approximate indexing. We can see that we can achieve 89 times faster query, which is already very good. But if we also include clustering, then we can do much better. It's 162 times. So that we can see that both techniques are very important to Focus's performance. Now let me show you a quick demo. So let's say, so this is a system that we build, a prototype. So as we can see, let's say we want to query different videos. And so in this video, this is a video on the street. And let's say that as a city planner, you want to figure out how many dogs show up on this street. So first, we query the baseline. We can see that the query here is the baseline, and we run this query. And so we can see that the query is going to take a while. It's going to check almost 10,000, more than 10,000 frames, and obviously we have no time to wait for it to complete. So now let's see what Focus can do. So the same query, now we run Focus. We can see that you only need to check 100 frames, and the results show up right away. And we can also look at the video. It's indeed dogs. Yeah. And because we have no time to wait for baseline to complete, this is the window that I run before the talk. You can see that the latency is 4 minutes for this video. This video is only 6 hours. So you can scale. If the video becomes longer, then the query will become much longer. And the output is exactly the same as Focus. Okay. There are a lot more in the paper. And so the key takeaway is that the problem we are trying to solve is to the querying videos in massive, querying objects in massive videos is very challenging. And our approach is we enable low latency query using low cost ingest. Our result shows that Focus is 57 times cheaper than ingest time only solution, and it's 162 times faster than state-of-the-art query time only solution. Our poster is number 47, and you are welcome to see. I will show you more examples. Thank you. I'll be glad to take questions.
Saurabh Bakshi from Purdue. So, you do some clustering to speed up your processing. Do you make any use of the fact that in a video, there's likely to be similarity between frame I and frame I plus one to further speed up your processing?
So in all the evaluation, we are done using one frame per second, which means we only take one frame each second. So we are not actually exploiting the fact that like this 30 frames per second, there are a lot of similarities.
But could you do that in your system?
Yeah, we can obviously do. If the frame rate is higher, then our result will actually be better compared to the baselines.
Any more questions? I'll ask a quick question. So it sounds like basically the system is a trade-off between how much work you're going to do ahead of time at ingest time, and then when someone queries, how much work you have to do then. So if you have some idea that, you know, people might definitely query for dogs because dogs are cute, could you go ahead and do more work before the query? Is there a knob you can turn there?
We don't design a knob there, but obviously that will be very easy to add. For these particular classes, we just run to check them instead of just generate the index.
Okay, go ahead.
Heidi Hashimi from UIUC. I have two questions. First, if you change your data set, how long does it take to create the lower layered CNN, clear the clusters, and do all of this stuff to make the system work? And second of all, what's the performance difference between small CNN and large CNN? Still, like ResNet 18 has a bunch of layers, and you still have to go through all of the GPU stuff. What's the difference you are getting from high precision CNN to the lower precision CNN?
So it varies. It depends on which CNNs we are talking about. So in our experiments, the CNNs are about 5 to 40, 50 times faster than the expensive CNNs. And because we evaluate these in batches, so that the latency of sending to little GPUs is less important. And I forgot what's the other question?
How long does it take to adopt the system to a new data set or new
set
of CNNs?
Yes, okay, yeah. So there's a training phase that we have to do to select parameters and choose the CNNs, and that takes a few hours to do.
Alexandro from Google. So I was curious, how do you generate the cheap CNNs? And basically, do people need to develop them, or is there a way to automatically infer them from the expensive ones?
So right now, we actually use a relatively simple approach. We use a simple CNN ResNet 18, and then we remove layers layer by layer and to generate a bunch of cheap CNNs, and then use that to explore. So that's our approach, but obviously that's not fundamental, and you can think of many different ways, but we don't have the automatic way to generate a cheap CNN based on the architecture of the expensive ones.
Okay, thanks.